This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Authorities say Russia's southern Belgorod region that borders Ukraine came under attack from Ukrainian artillery fire hours after two drones struck a Russian city in a region next to the Crimean Peninsula. The Kremlin's forces, meanwhile, struck a clinic in Dnipro on Friday, killing two, wounding another 23, including two children. Ukrainian officials also said a Russian missile hit a dam in Donetsk province in eastern Ukraine that placed nearby settlements under threat of severe flooding. Russia's Belgorod region earlier this week was the target of one of the most serious cross-border attacks from Ukraine since the war began 15 months ago. In the United States, talks have narrowed toward reaching a budget deal as the deadline for avoiding a potentially catastrophic debt default approaches. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
I thought we made progress last night.
As he entered the Capitol,
we got to make more progress now.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said there's more work to do in reaching an agreement with White House negotiators. Both sides are getting closer on a two-year deal that would both curb federal spending and lift the debt ceiling.
We know it's a crunch time.
The Treasury Department warns it could run out of money to pay the nation's debts as soon as next Thursday. McCarthy and President Biden are hoping to reach a compromise this weekend. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials in Somalia say al-Shabaab militants early on Friday stormed a military base manned by African Union forces from Uganda. This, according to multiple sources. The dawn attack took place in an agricultural town in Lower Shabelle region, about 110 kilometers south of Mogadishu. Three sources told VOA militants detonated 4 to 6 explosions. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia and the United States said the warring parties in Sudan are adhering better to a week-long ceasefire after days of fighting. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The two countries reported in a new statement Friday that relative calm followed days of clashes. The week-long ceasefire is a seventh attempt at a truce, as all of the previous agreements were violated. A monitoring committee reported numerous violations of the agreement, including the use of artillery and military aircraft and drones. Riyadh and Washington called on the warring military and rapid support forces to continue to respect the ceasefire. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A doctor in the U.S. Midwestern state of Indiana is being reprimanded for talking publicly about a 10-year-old rape victim's abortion. AP correspondent Donna Warder.
The Indiana Medical Licensing Board has voted that Dr. Caitlin Bernard violated patient privacy laws when she told a newspaper reporter about a 10-year-old Ohio girl who came to neighboring Indiana to get an abortion after Ohio's ban on abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy went into effect. The licensing board has fined Bernard $3,000, but turned down a request from Indiana's Republican Attorney General to suspend her medical license. The doctor has consistently defended her actions and says she never identified the child. I'm Donna Warder.
One of the Rwanda genocide's most wanted remaining suspects, accused of ordering the deaths of 2,000 people hiding in a church, denied any involvement on Friday, though he said he was sorry for the 1994 killings. On the run for two decades, Fulgence Kayishema was arrested Wednesday under a false name on a grape farm in South Africa, where, according to a prosecutor, fellow refugees gave him up. Entering court for a first hearing with a Bible and a book emblazoned Jesus First, the 62-year-old was asked by a journalist if he had anything to say to the victims. He said he had no role in what happened. Kayishema had been a fugitive from justice since 2001. That's when the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda indicted him for genocide over his alleged role in the destruction of the church. And in the U.S., an Army veteran who stormed the U.S. Capitol building in a military-style formation with fellow Oath Keepers members in 2021 has been sentenced to more than 8 years in prison. Jessica Watkins is the third member of the far-right extremist group to receive her punishment this week in one of the most serious cases the Justice Department has brought in the case of the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.